Hi, and thanks for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And if you tuned in to watch General Conference just a few weeks ago, then you heard the heartfelt, sweet message from LDS prophet Thomas S. Monson. And if you weren't able to hear it yet, his talk was all about the choices that we make in life. He said that choices are often like door hinges. Even very small movements or choices in our lives can completely change our path for the better or worse. And there always seems like there's something to decide in life, where to move, what job to take, who to spend our time with, or what habits to develop. And President Monson offered some great advice to help when we don't know where to turn or what to do. And I have Jackson Stewart here with me in the studio today, who watched President Monson's address and has some thoughts to share. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So overall, what did you think about President Monson's message?
I thought it was awesome. It was very simple, straight to the point. He said so much in those 2 to 3 minutes, gave a lot of pure doctrine.
When I was on my mission, and I'm sure when you were on your mission too, a lot of people that I met and spoke with said, why do we need a prophet today to direct the LDS church? And what is he saying that's so important that we need to know right now? So why do you think his message right now was so timely for us?
Well, I think obviously he spoke a lot about choices, about choosing right from wrong. And in this world today, it kind of seems like every day, every other day, it keeps getting more and more polarized between what is right and what is wrong. Sometimes it's harder to tell the difference between what's right and what's wrong, even though the right and the wrong are getting farther apart.
Yeah.
And so for President Monson to help us gain a better understanding of how we can make good choices and what to look for in good choices and why we make those choices, it kind of helps me in my life take a step back and look at the choices that I make and if they're leading me to something good or something not good.
What are some examples of choices that you've made in your life so far that you feel have sort of set you on the path that you're on right now?
I think one of the biggest choices that I've made so far in my life was to serve a mission, like you said. That led me onto my career path. It led me to my wife. A lot of good things came from choosing that, making that decision to serve. And because of that decision, because I showed the Lord that I was following him, that I was trying to do what was right, I've been blessed for that. And I can see the blessings from that every day since then.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I feel the same about my choice to serve a mission. And I love how you said you chose to serve, because a lot of people don't have the opportunity to serve full-time missions.
Mm-hmm.
But if you make that choice to serve every day, you're helping Heavenly Father. You can choose to be an example, choose to share the gospel, and choose to just help people. And those are all choices to serve God.
President Monson spoke about, even if it's the harder decision, if it's harder to choose the right, it's still better to choose the right. My dad spoke about this all the time growing up, that it's easier to live righteously 100% of the time than 99% of the time and having to make the choice between choosing right and choosing wrong. It's better to choose to live 100% righteously and try to strive for that.
And choose beforehand too.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of the time when we're faced with a decision, there's peer pressure involved. There might be cultural pressures involved where you don't want to panic or to paralyze in those kind of situations. You want to already have that solid decision. I'm going to choose to follow Christ. Based on President Monson's advice, what would you say to people who don't feel like they know what to do? Maybe they're faced with this life-altering decision and they're just sort of, I guess, paralyzed and they don't know where to turn or what to do. What would you say to them?
If you don't know what is right, go to the source. Prayer has been a huge factor in any of my major life decisions, praying and really meditating on the decision and trying to receive that answer from God. And then once you do receive the answer, going forward with faith, because you can't expect to get an answer and then not choose to do it. And so even if it's hard, like President Monson said, we should choose to do that, and that will bring us the blessings rather than the easy wrong.
Like you said, having that intent to follow through with whatever answer you're given, that's probably the hardest thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the very, very hardest things in life is to pray about something and have an open mind and heart and just say, okay, I'm willing to receive whatever you ask me to do, but this also in saying that, I'm committing myself to follow through with that. And that, thank you so much for your thoughts.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
So remember that if you haven't seen all of the LDS General Conference or the General Women's Broadcast, you can watch, read, or listen to them on mormonchannel.org. And our quote of the day is the quote that Jackson has been referencing from President Monson, and he says, "May we ever choose the harder right instead of the easier wrong." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.